We're up to Nun Teshuvah Aleph. Tanya. Hananya Omer B'tzad Shvoni Hu No. I don't have the Yoyin. B'tzad Shvoni Hu Nosin. When he made the Sheva Hazos on the surface of the Mizbeach Hazohav, he did it on the north side of the Mizbeach. Rabbi Yossi Omer B'tzad Dromi Hu Nosin. Rabbi Yossi said he did it on the south side. The Maikim Mifugei. Marsover Pischa B'dorim Koi. One holds that the Pesach of the Kodesh HaKadoshim was on the Dorum. And Memela, when he came out on the south side. He did all of the Matanos on the four Kronos, and he ended up on the, what's it called, the north side of the Mizbeach. Umar Sover Pischa B'tzofen Koi. The Kulei Alma Miyaheche de Gamra Matanos de Kronos Hosom Yoiv Al Gago. Wherever he finished making the Matanos on the Kronos, that's where he did the, surface of the Mizbeach. My timer, how do we know that you do it in the same place? Omar Kro, the Tiharo V'Kidsho. Mokom Shikidsho, Shom Tiharo. The place where he was Mekadesh on the Kronos, there, that's where he makes it on the Tor, on the Mizbeach, on the surface of the Mizbeach. Rashi. Hananya Omer B'tzad Tzvoni, you know, saying Kol Sheva Hazos. All the seven hazos on the surface of the Mizbeach went on the north side of the Mizbeach Hazov. Hanan Yisover, Pesach, the Parochus, Bedorum. He holds the Pesach was in the south. The Chinothik, Bamarovis, Dromis, Poga. And then when he came out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the first corner of the Mizbeach was a southwest corner. The Hosom Lo Yohi, Beresha, Chitu, De Kronos, Kedamor. Adinothik, Bamizrochis, Dromis, Vyohi. You have to go the Yotzel of Mizbeach. You have to go past the Mizbeach. So he didn't make Matanos on the southwest side, he did it on the southeast side. First, V'hadol Ma'arovish Romans, the small, and then he went towards his left in order to go back to the one that he missed. And then he went to the southwest, Mishum de V'ha Ichai Bereisha, that was the one that he really should have done, but he passed it by, so he went back to it, Kedamor and La'el, U'mishom de Ma'arovish Romans. Then to the northwest, and then to the northeast. Then to the northeast. So where did he end up? On the north side. He came out on the south side, but he ended up, the last Matana was on the northeast side. That's where he did the seven Hazos. Rav Yossi Sover Pesel B'tzofen. That's the opposite. Rav Yossi holds that the opening, the door to the Kodesh HaKadoshim was in the north. Hilkav Mizrachi Sfonis Maskum. Therefore he started on the northeast side. Really, he should have done the northwest side. He passed it by, went to the northeast side. Uvidromis Mizrachis Messiah. And he finishes with the southeast side. V'hasim, yeah, that's one. That's where he did it, on the south side of the Mizbeach. The Mokom Shekidsho Bekarnosov Sham Tiro Bazos. The place where you finish doing the Hazos on the Kronos, that's where you do the Hazos on that side of the Mizbeach. You do the Hazos of the Sheva Hazos on the surface. Okay. Shiori Hadam HaYeshofi Al Yisod Marovi Shomizbeach Achitzo. What was left of the dam, he poured on the west. There was a Yisod on the west and the south. So this one went on the west Yisod. Domar Krov, yes, called Dam HaPor Yishpoch. The Chinothich Bahu Poga Rebereisha. When he comes out of the Heichal, the first the Yisod that he hits is the west Yisod of the Mizbeach. But all the leftover dam that were given on the outside Mizbeach, there you pour it on the south Yisod. Tan Rabbanan, Yisod HaMizbeach, Zeh Yisod Dromis. When it says Yisod HaMizbeach, it doesn't say which Yisod. So how do I know that it's the south? Maybe it's the west. Ata Omer Yisod Dromis, Uenu El Yisod Maravis. Amar Tal Yilmod Yuridosim in HaKevesh, Liyitziyosim in HaHechel. Let's learn, just like by the Heichal, when he comes out of the Heichal, the first side that he hits is the west side, so that's where he pours the dam. Ma'itziyosum in a Heichal b'samachlo, just like when he leaves the Heichal, he pours what leftover blood he had from there on the immediate Yisod that he hits, which is the west. Ve'ezezeh Yisod Maravi. Now if you read also, in a Kevesh b'samachlo, so too when he comes off the Kevesh, when you come off the Kevesh is on the south side of the Mizbeach. So when you cut off the kevesh, the first yisod you hit is the south. The ezuzu yisod b'dromi. Rashi, domar kroa, gabi par koin moshiach. The Eskol Dam Hapor, the Tanya B'Torah Kohanim, Hapor, the Rabbos Par Yom HaKippurim, Shushior of Nishbachim Liyisod. Now, how do we know Bechlal you pour the Dam Liyisod? Because we learn it from Par Kohen. So, but over there it says that what's left over you pour to the Yisod. And we learn from there, Cain, called Dam Hapor, comes to tell me that even Par Yom HaKippurim, what's left over of the Dam, you pour on the Yisod. Asher Pesach Oel Moed, Zeh Yisod Marobi. And it says, Asher Pesach Oel Moed, that's the West, the Yisod. In addition, when he comes out of the Heichel, that's the first Yisod that he hits. Yisod HaMizbeach, Omur B'chatas HaChitzona. But by Chatas HaChitzonos, which you do on the outside Mizbeach, how do you know that you pour the Dam on the Yisod Dromi? Chochi Garcinon, Amris Yolamid Yuridosu Men HaKevesh. Yuridosu Men HaKevesh B'chitzonos, Litziosu Men HaHeichel, V'shirai Mapnim B'yodom. We'll compare his coming off the Kevesh to his coming out of the Heichel. Just like over there, you do it on the Yisod that's closest here also. Okay. Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, what?
Which side of the south side of the turn? The right or the left?
Going to right or left?
Coming out with Kevesh.
Right.
Kevesh is on the south.
There's only the, what's it called? The Yisod was on. I don't know. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Zevizay Yisod Marodi. Rabbi Shmuel holds no. Both of them go on Yisod Marodi. Rabbi Shim ben Yochai Omer, Zevizay Yisod Dromi. And Rabbi Shim ben Yochai says both of them go on this Yisod Dromi. Both the Chatos HaPnimios and the Chitzonios go on the south side. And Rabbi Shmuel holds that they both go on the west side. Unlike Artana, who said that, what's it called, we had before, one on the south side, one on the west side. Moses Bishlom, Rabbi Shmuel, Ksorva Yilamad Sosom, and Mephorish. Rabbi Shmuel says, the one that says the Therish, El Pnei, what's it called, what's the Lashon? El Pesach, Asher Pesach Ol Moed. Right? El Yisod HaMizbeach Asher Pesach Ol Moed. That's the west side. So there it says B'Therish which one to do. So I learned the one that doesn't say which one B'Therish from this one. And they both go on the west side. El Reb Shimon Yochai, my timer. But according to Reb Shimon Yochai, why does he hold that they both go on the south side? Here it says Asher Pesach Ol Moed. Rav Ashi Kesover Pischa B'Dorim Koi. He holds that the Pesach Ol Moed is opposite the south side. The whole south side of Mizbeach is opposite the, what's it called, the Pesach Ol Moed. And therefore, when it says, Asher Pesach Ol Moed, it means the south side. And then Taka, we learned Sosu Menam Beforish. Here it says, Beforish, the south side. Not the west side, the south side. Same thing over there. Tanadvei Rabbi Shmuel, Bidavei Rabbi Shimon Yochai. The Tanadvei Shmuel, they learned what the Tanadvei Rabbi Shmuel said in the Beis Medrash of Rishim Yochai. Zevze Yisod Dromis. Both of them are Yisod Dromi. Just like Rav Shimon ben Yochai said, the Simonik Mashkua Gavri LeGavra, that the Talmidim Rav Shimon ben Yochai pulled Rabbi Shmuel to their Shita. That he had Charata and he held like them, like both on the south side instead of both on the west side. Zevze Chitzonis Upnimios Yelamit Sosum. Chitzonius lo purish ben lazy yisod. Doesn't say by the chitzonius which yisod. Min amafurish min apnimios. Shikosu ben al yisod amizbeach asher pesach oel moed. Who yisod marovim. Pashas, that's the west side. Kesover pisco de hechel bedromo shal mizbeach koi. Right. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai holds that the pesach of oel moed was opposite the south side of mizbeach. The whole mizbeach was bedorum. So the south side of mizbeach was by the pesach. And the side that he did is he came off the Kevesh, he turned to his right. So he did it on the right side of the south right side of Israel. The base medrash of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, you show the Mishnas of Yishmael, the Gorsin bo Zevze Yisod Dromi. They learned Tanit Rabbi Shmuel, not like we have it, but just like Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said, both on the south. Lo mar chazer bar Yishmael. To me, Rabbi Shmuel had charata from what he said before, and they reported that he held like Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. The simin shalotita lo mar zevze yisod marovi ha yishonim shouldn't think that the opposite is true, that they learned like Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai had charata. Mishchua gavri legavra. Talmid Rabbi Shimon moshkus Rabbi Shmuel lo mar kedivrehem. Elu ve'elu, misarvin ba'ama v'yotzim, tonu rabbonin, mo'alim b'domin div Reb Meir. Reb Meir says that there's me'ila by d'mei korbanos. Reb Shimon v'chachom morim ein mo'alim bohem. And Reb Shimon the Chachom hold there is no me'ila by the dam of korbanos. Okay, the Gemara says Ad kan lo pligi ela mid rabbana. Right, the machlokus is only whether there's me'ila mid rabbana or not. Mo'alin bohen or ain't mo'alin bohen. Rashi ela mid rabbana. Mador mo'alin mid rabbana komer. The shalim keren. What's the difference between mid rabbana and the raisa? You pay keren, but not well mid raisa lahosiv chomish lo. But it's not me'ila the raisa. You have to add a chomish. Av mid raisa ain't mo'alin bohen. But midoraisa, once the dam goes into the Nachal Kidron, right, even if they didn't, well, we're not pulled it, they didn't buy it, right? They just took it, they wouldn't be over a me'ila. Minoni me'ila. How do you know there's no me'ila by dam kodshim after the zrika? Omar ula, omar kro, lochem, shalochem yehei. Right, the, what's it called, the pasuk says, lochem. The hadam ye lochem, anino sativ lochem ala mizbeah. Meaning it's yours, and it's not, once it's on the Mizbeach, it's not, what's it called, it's yours. It's not, no me'ila. Reb Shimon Tana lechaper. It says, I nasatib lechal Mizbeach lechaper. Lechaper, lechapara nasatib, lo le'mi'ila. Only kapara, no me'ila. No, after the kapara, there's no me'ila. The Yochan Omar, Omar Kra, who lifnei kapara kalachar kapara. Mala acher kapara imbo mi'ila, af lifnei kapara imbo mi'ila. Rabbi Yochanan learns from another pasuk. It says, what's it called? Hu. Ki hadam hu benefesh yechaper. Hu kaviyoso, lifnei kapara, kalacher kapara. Ki hadam hu benefesh yechaper, it remains static even after the kapara like it was before the, even before the kapara like it was after the kapara. Just like before kapara, kalacher kapara. Lacher kapara imbo mi'ila, the kiva nasis mitzvah so sulo karina be kotshi hashet. Once the mitzvah of the matanis were done, it's not kotshi hashet anymore. The meila before, even before the zrika, there's no meila minator. Where it says maybe not mei melacher kaporik make. Where it says who, it remains the same before and after. So how do you know that it remains the same before as after? That just like after there's no meila, before there's no meila, maybe it's the opposite. Maybe just like before there's me'ila after too. Where it says, malif ne kaparish v'me'ila v'achar kaparish, maybe you learn the opposite way. Where it says, ein lecha dover shenasas mitzvah so mo'alin bo. There's nothing that you have to do a mitzvah with, and the mitzvah is done, and there's still me'ila. Nasa mitzvah so is mater the me'ila. There's also seen as a me'ila after the mitzvah that you did with that dover kodesh was done. At that point, it goes out of Rishus Hektish. Rashi, no Rashi. Right. Given nasa mitzvah, so sulo karina be kodshe Hashem. No. It's right. The Gemara is saying, how do you know there's no meila d'oraisa by the blood that was used for the fertilizer after it's finished? Because ein dover shenasa mitzvah, so mo'alin bo. So we know for sure afterwards, and he learns. What's it called, that Rabbi Yochanan, that not only isn't there me'ila after the Zrika, there's not even me'ila before the Zrika either. Okay. Okay. Stop here. Tomorrow we'll do a regular on this.
Why did Rashi say that the difference between me'ila and not me'ila is the chomish? What about the Asham me'ila?
Now, what, Asham me'ila? Yeah, that's another pashut, that what's it called, that you can't bring chulin lazorah. Right? But this is a chiddush that the rabbanim weren't, didn't make it to end the rice, so that there's a chomish also.
We said that before, it says above, that everybody agreed that it was either Pesach oil or below. This way,
they
was able to see into Pesach Oil, but nobody held that it was on the other side.
Not on the other side of what?
Not on the other side, that the south side, the Pesach Oil.
Huh?
There's never a sheet on it.
There's a sheet. There's a sheet that holds it.